Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to the Divine Word of God, brought to you by Reverend Eugene Stevenson, host pastor of the New Jerusalem Baptist Church of Alexandria. Now let's go into a service already in progress.
Let's go to Luke chapter 22. Mm-hmm. Luke, Eugene asked me, Daddy, what you going to cross? I said, well, I don't know. Because God has a way.
Yeah.
I was going to yesterday morning, by y'all turn to Luke 22. Let me tell you how God is. I was going to bed if I was feeling just to sign the book. My wife said, she's done a lot for you, Eugene. I heard it and I didn't hear it. So when I got to New Scotland, he was pouring down and packed out. When I pulled up there, I want y'all to listen at this time. When I pulled up there, they were going to call, shoot, block me. That let me know one thing.
You got the right place.
So I'm trying to help you know God works in a mysterious way. And then he was talking to me, he said, Eugene, I want you here. Because that woman done a lot for you when you had the other churches.
Oh,
right. She never would charge me damn different.
Amen.
Luke chapter 22. God has a way. Luke chapter 22. He said, well, I want to preach now. But I just want to say thank God for the word. The gospel is hot. And 22 and 1. Now the feast of the unleavened bread drew now, which is called the Passover. Chief priests and scribes thought how they might kill him, for they feared the people. Then entered Satan into Judas, surnamed Iscariot, being of the number of the 12, and went his way and communed with the chief priests and captain how they might betray him to them. And they were glad and convenient to give him money. 6, and he promised and sought opportunity to betray him unto them in the absence of the multitude. And then came the day of the unleavened bread, when the Passover must be kept. And he sent Peter and John, saying, go and prepare unto us the Passover, that we may eat. And they did unto him wherewith thou that we prepared. Now drop down. Verse 42. Saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will,
thy will,
but thy will be done.
Now you need to see.
The blood is still
waters.
I can remember back in the day when the children of Israel was coming out of Egypt, finna go up, the love God was finna deliver them. 12th chapter, Exodus, write it down. This is your Bible, you throw it out. The Bible say that God told Moses, he said, tell the children of Israel that I'm gonna send them destroy y'all. Exodus chapter 12. I'm gonna send them destroy y'all. And in the land of Egypt, because Pharaoh had to kill all the firstborn, and God's gonna get them. Let me tell you something. Whatever you do, y'all hear? Whatever you do, it's coming back. Now the scripture for that is Galatians 6:7. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. And what's your man sowing?
He's gonna reap. He's gonna reap.
And he said, put the blood over the door. All right. And if you see the blood, pass over. That's why I mean that by the Passover. The Jews kept this because God said this is a forever memorial unto this day. Oh, yeah. And that's what the Jews still keep to this day. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to help somebody know that if you don't know that you don't know that you're saved, I will leave out here before I don't know that I'm saved. Romans 10, 9, 10.
Yeah.
I'm giving
you the scripture. That if thou confess the Lord Jesus with thy mouth and shall believe, this is serious, y'all. This is serious. Because we don't know where death is. And people are leaving here like the numbers. And God said, no, tell them about me, what I did for them. So I'm just going back and praying to be here. Because I want to talk about the prodigal son. Jesus here said, Father, if thou be willing, remove this stuff. We all got to talk the battle. Every day of our life, we bear a different cross. Something going on. Cheering on dope. I'm talking like I'm talking. Drugs in our neighborhood. Drugs in our own home. Am I talking to somebody? But this ain't what I want to preach. But God said, you got no word to do what I say to you. I just want to obey the Spirit.
Yeah.
Because when you obey the Spirit, that's me.
That's right.
Jesus here came down through 42 generations to take up on the sins of the world. I don't know about you, but I've learned to discover that eternal life is real. And I don't want to spend eternal life in hell. No. Nah. Because I know for myself that God is real.
Oh, yeah.
And hell is real.
And the devil is real.
Oh, yeah.
Because 1 John 5:8 says, be finished, be sold, because your adversary, the devil, is like a roaring lion. Seeking whom? He's ready to die. Oh, I'm not kidding. This ain't no party. This ain't I know it's raining outside, but let me tell you something. God is doing his work because the old folks used to say back in the day, with me and my brother and sister, we used to be playing and making all kind of love. The old folks say, sit down.
Be quiet.
And be quiet. The Lord.
What's
it? The Lord. He's doing his work. The Lord doing his work. I'm trying to do the Lord's work up here. Right. Ain't too much pay for this, but I got a payday coming one day.
Right.
I got a crown
of righteousness.
Of righteousness.
Laid up.
Jesus here.
Laid up.
If you look at this scripture, he wants to go to camp. But he had came down from 42 generations to save a damn world like you and I. You need to thank God. You want to say, Lord, I thank you for waking me up this morning.
Thank
you, Lord. On this Father's Day. For putting breath in my body. Because see, somebody ain't got breath in their body this morning.
Right.
I thank you, Lord, that I got a cold in mind. You know, my mind and all this food. I'm talking about.
Right.
I thank you, Lord, because I got a little food in my icebox.
Right.
It might not be what I want to be up for you. That's a cold place in you. I thank you, Lord, for the cold place.
Right. Amen. All right.
Somebody in front.
You're right.
But I'm telling the truth.
Yeah.
Because Jesus said, the same God ain't led to you, you should know the truth.
Yeah.
Then the truth shall set you free.
Yeah.
John the Baptist. was the forerunner. I'm talking about gospel now, Brother James. Was the forerunner of Jesus Christ.
Yes,
and he ate wine, honey, and lucre. What kind of stuff is there? And cried in the wilderness, saying, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make his path straight. Every battle should be filled, the crooked should remain straight, and all flesh. Am I talking to somebody? He said, what I wanted to preach. But Jesus did no battle, no wrong. But the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the scribes came up on him. How are you doing this? That's how people is today on your job.
Yeah.
You got people on your job when you try to do what's right, somebody always. Trying to get at you.
Yeah.
I just told you about 1 John 5:8. The devil is like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. That's what 1 Peter said. But he backed that thing up. He said, 2 Peter. He said, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. He said, but you is a royal priesthood, a chosen generation, who brought you out of darkness. Not light, but you is marvelous. When you be walking and walking with the law be telling you stuff, and you be talking to the law, and some people, the law will tell you who your friend is, and he'll tell you who your brother is. I know what I'm talking about. You get in front of me. But I know what I'm talking about. Been there, done. Yes, sir. Look what he said. They say, Father, now look what he said. Father, because this is his father's day. And I know one thing. All of us don't have fathers. They done gone on to the grave. I know my father done gone on. But I know one day, I told you Jesus morning, I said, life can toss you sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can be up.
Yeah.
You can be down.
Yeah.
But I know, if you keep your hands, and God's a changing hand, and if you walk up right, I don't know what comes your way. God is here. Won't he make a way?
Out of no way?
He said, it's his father's day. He said, now look now, if thou be willing, remove, because he's talking to the father now. He's on the cross now. And not only is he on the cross, but he's on the cross and he's doing something that he's never done before. Took up on the sins of the world. He didn't come down here for the pleasure, because when he came down here, he was born in a stable. Am I talking to somebody? He was born in a stable. And Mary didn't have no room for him at the inn. So she took some wrapped, swaddling clothes, Brother James, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes. Ain't that something? Because they didn't want to have nothing to do with Jesus. Matthew said, in the Gospel of Matthew, they say the wise men went and followed the star. That's Matthew's Gospel. His name is Levi.
Yeah.
That's the name that they changed to Matthew.
Yeah.
Okay? And the Bible says, when they changed his name to Matthew, Matthew said the wise men went and followed the star. Yet the old crooked hill, you know, like Donald Trump, But when you're down to nothing,
God up to something.
When you're down to nothing, God is up to something. Because he said, there's a way that seems right unto a man. But the end of Proverbs 16:25, other ways of death. So when they went, they didn't go the same way they went. God told them to go back another way. I'm trying to help you know something. When you're in trouble and you got your hands in God's unchanging the hand, trust the Lord with all thy heart and lean out to thy own understanding in all thy ways.
Anyway,
y'all been there before. I've been there, done. You got a living testimony here.
Amen.
You all us that good. And now all that. For 32 years, I've been preaching the gospel, and I've never seen the righteous forsaken.
I've seen some rain.
I may be low.
Yeah,
God said, Lord, found the meals getting long. I need you to come. And sooner or later. Because you know why? I'm trying to be a bride. Are you trying to be a bride? Are you trying to be saved? Sanctified people? Are you trying to act yourself there? This is the one thing. I can't stand for you, man.
Right.
You can't stand for me and Joe.
Right.
We all got to give an account. We all got to give an account. That money you got, that ain't yours. Betty Boss had all kind of money, but she didn't. I didn't see that pastor yesterday.
Hold on.
Huh? Well, Matthew had the money. I ain't seen it at his gathering. And that's what they do, you don't see it in mine. Jesus is the reason for the season, because he said, I am the way. Let me back that thing up. He said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, God is Jesus is the rest to it. He said, if it were not so, I would have told you.
Yeah.
In other words, look, I ain't just making this up. You ain't got to mention now. But when you get over here, Paul said, I got a home over yonder, 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Not made with hands. Over yonder, somewhere where the wicked was seeking up. And the wicked was being mixed. He said, I can go to God.
We
come with the Lord. I said, 2 Corinthians 5, hey, after from the back, and be present with the Lord. And if I was present with the Lord, I don't care what you say, you cannot do nothing about it because God had already prayed before we even got here. He told Jeremiah, what he said, before you fall, I formed you in it.
You know you,
all right. Am I talking to somebody?
Oh,
it's tight, but it's right. Look what he said. If thou be willing, remove this cup. Now, he's on the cross of Calvary. And not only he's on the cross, but he's bleeding. He got nail prints in his hands and all this kind of stuff. And some of the people standing around the cross say, if you save others, won't you save yourself?
There you go.
But I thank God, when he looked in that cup, he saw Eugene Stevens. He saw you in there. That's why he stayed on that cross. If he couldn't come down,
no good.
I'm sure why he couldn't come down. Because he told Peter, over the 23rd chapter, when Peter cut that man ear off, male chest, he said, put up that shit. Because I could have called 12 legions of angels and go my brother. But I come down here because I want to do this for myself and for my Father. And he said, I and my Father are one. And then we said, but he told us, he said, but whosoever drink of the water, that's to give him, shall never thirst. But the water should be in him a well of water. Spit it up with him. St. John 4:14, that says, you don't read in your Bible. But whosoever drink of the water,
shall never thirst.
I'm trying to get somebody to know that you need to hook up with Jesus. Because Jesus is the one that's going to bring you from each day. From this day to that day. You know, it's so many people that lost their minds because of mojo and because of meth pillow and all that kind of stuff. I don't know all what they got out there now. But I do know it's a kid. Take you out of here. And in hell you lift up your eyes. But I know a man that prepared a way for you and me. His name is Jesus. The author and the finisher of your faith.
Oh, yeah.
He said, now look what he said. Remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will. But that thy will be done. That's what Peter said over in Luke chapter 5. They had been fishing all day. And Jesus came on the sea. He said, he got in the boat. Brother Jeremiah, and he began to teach the people. And I heard Peter was kind of sad because they were fishing about fish. They had to pay their bills by fishing, but they didn't catch nothing. And Jesus said, lunch out into the deep. Sometimes we have to lunch out sometimes. We have to step out on faith sometimes. The faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God. That's word. I'm talking to him out of here. Oh, I'm back. Look, he said, Watch out into the deep. Peter said in Luke 5:5, nevertheless, in other words, if you say something, because I know who you are.
Oh, yeah.
I'll watch out. And sure enough, Diane, he threw his net out there and caught all kinds of fish. God will bless you on this side. If you hook up with the right, you go on to God and say, look, I'm here for Jesus now. And tell him boldly, look, I'm here for love. I don't care what you say. Man, you can talk all they want. When I go to that jail house, I tell them what, and they know who I am. He ain't shit, marsh. You know why? Because I try to live what I preach. That's what I'm saying. I say, practice
what you preach.
What you preach?
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm telling you. Yeah. Telling me
well, I know all this kind of stuff. But the Lord, and it didn't say to him, and I'm going to leave it alone. In the 5th chapter, in the Bible say, after he caught the fish, he fell at Jesus' feet and said, depart from me, for I'm a sinful man. Yeah. I don't deserve what you gave.
All
right. That's like morning. We don't deserve what we got. None of us. Because the Bible says, for all have sinned. Romans 3:22. And come short. And then also say in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. And that's what I want. I don't know about nobody else. I want when he said, I want to say, well done. Thou good and faithful servant. Come on up to Jesus. You've been faithful. I want to say the proper way. You work on me anyway. That's what they said. The reality. Remember? Y'all remember the reality?
Oh, yeah.
They say, yeah, we've done great works. We've done works. And he said, yeah, I know all this. He said, but who that do the will?
Of my Father.
Of my Father. And the will is what? James 1:27. Pure religion and undefiled for God. What? To visit the fathers and the widows in their affliction and to keep himself unspotted from his. Give me the scripture now. All you got to do is write it down.
Right.
And go look at it for yourself. Because I'm trying to help somebody let you know that this ain't just something that just guided me. This is a gift God gave me. Yeah. And I'm trying to use it for his glory, not your glory. Right. Done anything wrong to you. And what about you? Let me tell you something. God is no respect of person. Because he said in St. Luke 6:28, bless them that curse you, and pray for those which is out.
Pray for them.
He said, you know my word. You know my word. And I'm trying to help somebody know that, but whatever somebody done you wrong, you go to them and say, look, I'm coming to you, asking you forgive, and the blood won't be on your hand. Look what he said. I'm going to go through with this. You know what I mean? They say, and there, look at them now what happened. Heaven came down to planet Earth. He said, and there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. Heaven came down. But God had got, Jesus had got a little weak. But he wasn't weak. Because he said, I'm strong and I've got all power in my hand. And then what it say? And being in Adam, he prayed more earnestly as his sweat was as his great drops of blood. In other words, he had a praise down his life that he'd never been before. He'd never been in a situation like this.
Oh, yeah.
He'd never been where the Father was separated from him.
Oh, yeah.
And now he don't know what to do, but he asking for prayer. Oh, yeah. You don't know what to do.
Yeah.
When your back is against the wall,
yeah.
You can say, Lord, I lift my eyes to the hills,
yeah,
from which cometh my help. All my help,
Lord,
come from the Lord.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Say, Lord, I'm going to turn my face to the wall,
yeah,
that Hezekiah did. And say, Lord, remember me.
Please.
I'm standing
in
a need of prayer. Because all of us got issues this morning.
Yeah,
I'm just telling you, be real. All of us got some problems to keep.
We
all got, all of us got some problems. But you got to tell somebody about somebody. And his name is Jesus. That's the one I'm talking about. He can fix us. He may not come when you want him.
He'll be on
time. The Psalms 39 say, weeping is sure for a night. But
joy.
Nehemiah said in Nehemiah 18, the joy of the Lord is our strength. The Bible said in Isaiah 43:10, when thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. Neither shall the flame come upon thee. That's what Isaiah said.
I'm with you.
Oh Lord, but Isaiah also said, but they got great. Upon the Lord. Shall renew their strength. They shall mount up as wings. As he.
Yeah.
I can just thank you. Look what happened. Look what happened. Look what happened. And then he arose from prayer. And when he was come to his disciples, he found them sleeping for sorrow. Now they should have been praying with the man.
Yeah.
But Peter then went to sleep. Because Mark had to run out of his clothes. Mark, they was trying to get him, so young Mark broke down. He run out of his clothes trying to get from the center. They weren't praying with Jesus. They wanted to kill that man.
Right.
They chewed Barabbas over Jesus.
Yeah.
And that was Paul said that.
Yeah.
And Paul said, what did this man do so that you don't want him to? Hold up. That's what we do now. God will put something there for you, and then we choose the devil over them.
Oh, yeah.
And we did take the, a year ago, didn't we?
Yeah.
We had a president that was going to do right, but that's who we choose.
Yes.
Who did we choose? Now we're crying. God said that was a wicked man.
Yeah, yeah.
But let me tell you something. Don't care how wicked you is. I don't care who you are. You're not going to get away with it.
Oh, no.
If God made Belshazzar go out and eat like a bird for 7 years, and he killed him, and y'all rest of the king, I know they be gone.
Yeah.
And that old wicked government we got too. I'm on the radio. I'm on the radio. But let me tell you something. I want them to hear that the gospel needs to be preached, and the gospel needs to be preached right here in Alexandria, Louisiana. Because there are people losing their lives, losing their souls at the number. Because you know why? It ain't got preachers standing up telling that devil, devil, get out of here. You ain't got no power.
That's
right. We got it. As he looked, he was going to finish. While he yet spake, behold, one shepherd, the multitude And he that was called Judas. Uh-oh. You know, Judas and Simon, that was his daddy. They were two crooked.